The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play B-Migs.
B-Migs, don't be a loser. B-Migs, you're a loser.
Who's ready to be Migs? I know I sure am, because we made it. It's Friday,
motherfucking Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday.
They're jumping.
Let's go.
Steve isn't, though.
No.
Steve's gonna be with me today. Just chilling in the chair.
You feeling it?
Head bumping.
Taryn's right behind me.
Gonna lie, that was a really sad jump on both of your ends.
Well, you know,
I agree.
It's been a long, short week.
It's been a week.
It really kind of has been.
This week went on forever.
It did. Yeah. It just kept dragging and dragging.
It was going on forever, and I still wasn't convinced it was Friday. I'm like, no, we're just never gonna see a Friday.
It just felt
like one of those weeks where it's like there's no light at the end of the tunnel.
Well, we're here.
Yes.
Let's get to Zach from Tacoma. Zach, are you there?
I'm here.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye bye.
For those playing at home, Zach has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you'll only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
What band has the albums Wish You Were Here and The Wall?
Pink Floyd.
Correct. What U.S. state produces the most cheese?
Wisconsin.
Yes. What does the P stand for in your PIN number?
Personal.
Yes. Being in the double digits, how many Academy Award nominations did Wicked get?
Ooh, 13?
No.
11.
No.
16.
No. Which NBA team plays its home games at the Madison Square Garden?
That is the New York Knicks.
Yes. What is the only continent to not have a major mountain range?
Antarctica.
No.
Australia.
Yes. Who was the U.S. president during the Cuban Missile Crisis?
Kennedy.
Yes. Who voices the title character in the Wreck-It Ralph movies?
Oh, is that Chris Pratt?
No.
Pass.
1 gigabyte is equal to how many megabytes?
1,000?
Correct. The poodle skirt was most popular in what decade?
The 50s.
Yes. Who voices the title character in the Wreck-It Ralph movies?
Is it John C. Reilly?
It is!
Oh, let's go, Sarah.
Woo! Zach, you got 9 correct.
That's what we call the Zach attack.
Yes. Oh, yeah, Danny, I love it.
I channeled my inner Taryn on that one.
Wow, that was very impressive. Woo, I'm like a little hot over here. Zach has got it going on.
Oh, out of context, walking into you going, that was very impressive. It's a little hot in here. Zach's got it going on.
Yeah, you should feel all the pressure.
He does kind of have a sexy voice, too. Not going to lie.
He kind of does.
Zach.
You. Oh.
Steve, are you ready?
Yes.
What band has the albums Wish You Were Here and The Wall?
Pink Floyd.
Correct. What U.S. state produces the most cheese?
It's got to be, I was going to say Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Yes. What does the P stand for in your PIN number?
Personal.
Correct. Being in the double digits, how many Academy Award nominations did Wicked get?
I don't know, 10?
Yes, you do know. Which NBA team plays its home games at the Madison Square Garden?
NBA, New York Knicks.
Correct. What is the only continent to not have a major mountain range?
Africa.
No.
Oh, no. Antarctica?
No.
Australia?
Yes. Who was the U.S. president during the Cuban Missile Crisis?
Eisenhower.
No.
Roosevelt.
No.
Nixon.
No. Who voices the title character in the Wreck-It Ralph movies?
Oh, the guy with the mouth like you. John C. Reilly.
Correct. 1 gigabyte is equal to how many megabytes?
100?
No.
1,000?
Yes. The poodle skirt was most popular in what decade?
50s.
Oh, correct.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my boy, Steve.
Steve, you got 9 correct, which is a tie.
Oh.
9-9.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Great game, Zach.
Steve, I think I bring out the best in you, because last time we played, you got a perfect 10. So happy Friday, y'all.
Aww. Happy Friday, Zach.
Zach, you're my heater as well, baby.
Woo.
It's getting hot in here because of Zach.
He's like your hype man.
I like him.
Zach didn't know that Wicked got 10 nominations. It was just a kind of a guessing game for both of y'all. But he did know the U.S. president during the Cuban Missile Crisis was John F. Kennedy.
I honestly, I don't even know when the Cuban Missile Crisis happened. Now I kind of have a framework of when.
Kind of.
Nice.
Well, congrats on tying.
The Daily Migs Show.
Well, Rockaholics, according to a recent study, there are four common things that can absolutely ruin one's day. And they have also offered some advice on how to deal with
that. Okay. What's something that would ruin your day?
Being hungry.
Being hungry? So do you get hangry?
I do.
Oh, I'm very hangry. I'm very much like you, too. There are moments where I realize that I'm just like my child. And even my wife will look at me like, are you just hungry? And I'll look at her and say, yeah, actually, I'm very hungry right now.
It's the reason behind any mood swing I think I have probably ever had. It's like, has she had a snack lately? How's her blood sugar?
That's why I can never, and we've tried it before many, 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 many years ago, like the fasting type stuff. Like, oh, wow. I can't be a fasting, like, even like the people that do the intermittent fasting. I tried that for a week. I was like, I'm just in a bad mood intermittently then.
I can't do that.
It's intermittent bad mood, Steve.
No, thank you.
No, I'd much rather just deal with a little extra padding around the waistline so that I can be in a good mood. Being in a good mood is way more fun than having abs.
I would rather be a little bit fluffy.
Yes.
And joyful.
Yes.
So number one on the list, and I can relate to this as someone who commutes. Traffic.
Oh, traffic.
Traffic is stressful. The best thing that you can do sitting in traffic is do something that you enjoy, like listen to the radio.
Might even recommend our show.
Listen to a podcast.
Might recommend our podcast.
Or putting on an audiobook.
Might I recommend our audiobook. We don't have one. We should.
I can't wait for our audiobook.
Dude, I tried the audiobook thing recently because I was like, I commute so much. Coming to work, it's a breeze. There's no traffic. It's unless there's something random. But going home, sometimes, depending on what time I leave work, really, anytime after 1 o'clock, I'm dealing with traffic. I was like, I'll be the audiobook guy. I'll get some. So I recently got the Rick Rubin book, new Rick Rubin book, because I love Rick Rubin. I love everything he has to say. I love his interviews. But man, he read the audiobook. And I made it one chapter. I almost drove off the road. I got so, and I'm out of anger. I started nodding off.
Is he boring?
He's just so chill.
Oh, okay.
Like, this would be a good book to listen to if you want to meditate in a room and not do anything and maybe take a couple of, Z's and you fall asleep for a little bit. But, like, driving when you're already tired in traffic, not a good idea.
Do you think he should have had someone else read on his behalf? Would it have made it better?
He could have, like, a traffic version.
Yeah.
And for the traffic version, like, he's yelling it or someone's yelling.
Number two on the list of things that can ruin our day.
I do have to say real quick, shout out. One of the greatest compliments I think I've ever received getting to do this job is whenever we do a listener party or out and about, maybe just wherever we are, and someone comes up and says, hey, thanks for making my commute to work easier. It always hits me hard because I'm just like, commuting sucks.
Yeah.
And if we could help you make your commute even just a hair better, that's like the ultimate compliment.
That we're doing our jobs. Number two on the list of things that could ruin our day, canceled plans.
Oh, I get fired up when plans are canceled.
I do too. I'm like, yes.
There are times when somebody sends me that text and you could tell that like they're being so apologetic and I'm reading and I'm like pumping my fist. I'm just like, yeah, man, it's cool. I totally get it. But in my head, I'm just like, thank you. I don't have to do anything today.
Yeah. I'll forgive you this one time.
Yeah. Man, you know what? Drinks are on you next time we see each other.
That's the way you make up for it. Number three. I think a lot of us can relate to this in this area, the weather.
Mm.
There's a lot of people that have seasonal affective disorder.
I hate when it's sunny and beautiful out.
Oh,
it pisses
me
off.
I mean, look outside at this gorgeous sunrise right now.
This has just been such a strange week and a half, I feel, though. One minute, it's like the weather, it's like 50 degrees, but sunny. And you're just like, this is great. Let's go outside and do stuff. Then the next day, it's wet snow. So I can't get a handle on this.
Well, I do a lot better with the bad weather when our days are longer, which are now it's starting to happen every day. You know, the sun is setting a little bit later, a little bit later. So I can deal with the weather a lot better when the days are longer because I can actually get outside and, you know, do things even if it's raining.
I almost want to double down. Bad weather and traffic.
Oh!
Makes you want to punch your steering wheel. It just sucks the life out of you.
It really does. Number four on the list of common things that can ruin our day. Our appearance.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. What you're wearing today is really pissing me off.
Well, I mean, I look like an auto mechanic.
Yeah, I keep waiting for you to pump my gas.
For anyone who's wondering what I'm talking about, my appearance today, it's a denim
is it like
jumper,
a onesie?
A onesie?
I don't even know what it is.
But it has patches on it as if I earned them as like a NASCAR pit crew
member. Little racing flags on it. It even
says speed.
Right by your pocket, it says pit crew.
Excuse me, my eyes are up here, Steve.
I know. Can't help it with that giant patch that says pit crew.
Did you get dressed in the dark this morning? What happened?
And then I put a hat on, which means you guys know if there's a hat on, it means that this girl needs a shower.
I do like the outfit, but it's very random. I have to admit, now that we're talking about it, can we address this elephant?
What are the other, hold on, what are the other patches?
It's like a onesie.
Pro Circuit Riley.
I've never seen a denim
Riley?
Onesie.
Yeah, me either.
Racing, there's a bald eagle.
Yeah, it's got the most random patches. Did you pick this out?
I mean, I rent clothes.
Excuse me?
I rent clothing to help me feel better about my appearance.
And then again, I am not, it looks fine. Like, this is not me saying you look stupid or anything like that.
Oh, it's not at all.
Even saying you look fine is not
it looks
great.
And then his voice goes up. You look fine. You look great.
You look fantastic. It's just very random.
But I do look like there's like a car. There's going to be a race car coming around the corner, and I'm bringing a tire over, and I'm going to change the tire. That's the whole vibe today.
The way you just fake ran.
So you rent clothes. So does it show up, and you don't bother to look at it? You just put it on and come to work.
I chose this. This was a chosen. I picked this outfit. I chose it. I really like rompers, but they can be expensive, so I rent them instead. Steve, I want you to have a matching one, and then we'll look like a team.
100%. If you find a matching version of that for dudes, I would wear that in a heartbeat.
So I rent these. I rent clothing every month. You get like 6 pieces a month.
Okay.
And then you don't have to like buy new clothes all the time because I don't like to spend money on clothes. I'd rather spend money renting them and then give them back.
And at least you don't have to overthink it. It's just things show up. Either you like it or not. If you don't like something, can you send it back?
Yes, you can. If it's like the wrong size or something like that. So
you chose not to send this one back.
Steve wants to choose for me to send this one back.
You should send the group chat pictures of what you get. And we'll let you know what we... Dude, I'm just giving you a hard time. I'm wearing the same thing I wore 2 days ago.
But the crazy thing is this rental company, if there's something that you want to buy, like if you like something and you want to buy it, there's like a price. They give you like a discount on it. So you guys are saying I should not buy this one? This should not be... Not saying that at all.
I think you should absolutely buy this one. No, I really think you should keep this one now.
We gotta find your matching one. Okay, then I'm gonna have to buy it.
Yes.
I did. There was one time it was a Grateful Dead sweater that I was like, yeah, I think I want to buy this, but it was like $100 and something, and I'm like, no, that's why I rent my clothing, because I'm cheap.
Will you please let us know how much that ends up costing you to keep?
Oh yeah, I'll look it up on the app.
A few people are texting. We need to see what Taryn's wearing. Please post it on social media. Yeah, just find our social medias at Daily Migs on like Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, wherever. I don't know where it's going to go, but it'll go to one of those places.
And then you'll see me on the sidelines at the next F1 race.
I think it's awesome. I'm just giving you a hard
time. Thanks, Steve. I can't wait for you to be matching with me.
The Daily Migs Show. Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
There is a vegan bakery on Long Island under investigation for allegedly reselling donuts that were purchased at Dunkin'.
Oh, this should go well.
This happened about a month ago, but recent social media posts have surfaced about this kerfuffle. Some were very angry about this happening, so of course we have to go straight to the comments.
Yes, we came across a few social media posts and some other stuff as well online about this story and sent them to our buddy, our production director, Jason, a.k.a. Veggie Dog, a.k.a. VD, so that he could pull some of his favorite comments and reenact them in whatever voice he wants to just point out just how crazy people get on social media, especially when you use the term vegan.
Oh,
it's very polarizing, as I know all too well. Some people just want to tell you what they think, even though I don't care what you do.
Yeah.
Either way, do whatever you want. But on the flip side, there are also some vegans that do want to tell you everything what to do. So I can understand some vegans have kind of earned the backlash.
Sure.
But this one starts off with a little, how do I say it? I guess a statement from Jason before he even goes into it. Which I think is just great. He says, I needed to get something off my chest first. So we're going to go straight to the comments with Jason, our production director.
Let me just say, as I recreate this, I am a Dunkin' Donuts apologist. Coffee, donuts, the whole works. That's what you get for growing up in the Midwest. Anyway, here we go. If you were to steal donuts and resell them as your own, why in the world would you choose Dunkin'? That's like purposely cheating off the kid with the worst grade. So dumb. Disagree.
Oh. I love that this bothered him so much. He's such a Dunkin' apologist. I'm a fan of the coffee. Like, whenever we go back to the East Coast, like, we make it a point to always get our coffee from Dunkin'. But the donuts, honestly, I feel like many other donut places have kind of jumped ahead of them.
I mean, we're definitely living in a donut world these days, for sure. There are many options.
And I was all about their Munchkins, which are like their Timbits.
Yay! Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yes, right? Those freaking ruled. All right, here's our next comment about this vegan bakery selling Dunkin' Donuts.
What's the problem? They make a profit, don't they? If those weirdo vegan people can't tell if the donut is vegan, then that's their problem.
I guess their vegan dar is not working.
No.
A vegan donut? What a miserable way to live life!
There are some bad vegan donuts I've experienced. Some are really good. I can't remember. Mighty O's Donuts, I think they're all vegan. And their donuts, they figured it out. And there's a couple other places I've had that are pretty damn good. But some, you're like, what the hell is this crap?
Oh, no.
Here's our next comment about the vegan donuts.
And they were the best donuts the vegans ever had. The end. Unless you have some whack-ass tummy issues, why would anybody be a f***ing vegan?
Steve, do you have whack-ass tummy issues?
It's all whack-ass. That's why I'm a plant-based weirdo with my whack-ass tummy.
I just came here to say I once dated a vegan. And it was awful. 10 out of 10, do not recommend.
Thanks for sharing, buddy.
I donut care. Get it? Donut care? It's like don't. That was dumb.
Yep.
We have one more comment about the vegan bakery selling Dunkin' Donuts.
Wait, there's meat and donuts? What the f***?
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair. I didn't know that.
Wow.
It's sausage and all donuts.
Come on, haven't you had those bacon maple bars?
Oh, that's fair.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good point, yes. Or you could be like my parents, who whenever my wife, who is vegan, and you know, myself eating the plant-based stuff as well, they'll be like, hey, we were thinking about getting some lobster. That's vegan, right? I'm like, no. How many times do we have to go over this?
The Daily Migs Show.
206-803-ROCK. What happened at your job that made it very clear that you needed to quit?
Oh, I got one right off the bat. It's a time one of my coworkers shared that for fun, she likes to gnaw on people's knuckles. I need to get away from this serial killer.
I'm sorry, Steve. Well, the reason we're asking is there's an employee in Australia who quit their job after their boss tried to cancel the family vacation that they had planned over text message.
Yeah, that's not going to fly.
Not at all.
Not even over the phone, not in person. I mean, you have to have an incredible reason and a good amount of money to give me before I go back on a vacation.
Well, apparently this vacation was a 3-week trip to Bali.
Oh, damn.
For a family wedding. The brother was getting married or something like that. And the
for
boss.
3 weeks? That's a long-ass wedding.
That is a long wedding. What's the longest you've ever been on vacation?
Oh, 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's about I think I did 10 days. That was all. That's all I've gotten ever.
Voluntarily. I mean, I 6 months once, but that was, you know. I don't know if that was necessarily a vacation. I was just told not to work there anymore.
Well, the boss texted the employee that he would need to push his vacation back a few months because of other people that had quit at this company.
Okay, so he had some staffing issues.
He had some staffing issues, said that hey, you got to push your vacation back. And the guy's like, no can do. My brother's getting married.
Yeah, I think it was like if I was just going to do like a staycation or I was going to Leavenworth where it wasn't a big deal and I could easily get my money back. And it's like, okay, you know what? I'll do that. But I want a couple extra days when let's negotiate that into this deal or something along those lines, you know? But when it's a wedding and it's in another country, and I can't imagine that's an easy thing to like reschedule. Yeah, go F yourself.
And that's what he told the boss. Like, I cannot reschedule this trip. This is what's happening. And then the boss had the nerve to say, not sure what you can do for 3 weeks in Bali, haha.
Not work, that's what I could tell you.
But then he followed up and said, mate, can't stress enough, your leave is canceled, we just can't do it, I'm sorry.
Damn, so the dude just like, deuces.
You gotta work.
And the guy, he's just like, I'm not working.
Apparently.
I'll fix this vacation, because now it's just permanent.
So apparently, after a little bit more back and forth, he quit over text. And did go to Bali.
I do love that he's being told this stuff over text. So he's like, you know what? I'm going to take the high road and I'm going to quit over text as well.
I mean, I guess the boss is kind of setting it up that way. You know, like that's not very professional in the first place.
No, dude, people are on like I think it was originally shared on TikTok and other social media pages. And people are just like, yeah, this boss sucks.
Yeah, that sounds like the worst boss ever. And now the guy has gone on the trip. He's found a better job with higher pay. So I guess it did all kind of work out in the end. But we've all got those stories. And Rockaholics, we want to hear yours. 206-803-ROCK. What happened at your job that made it very clear you needed to quit?
The Daily Migs Show.